Wait. What do you like about this girl?
I mean, there's like a lot of things I'd probably start with.
Hey, beautiful mama, how's your day going so far? Welcome back to the Mom Next Door podcast. My name is Katie Sowa. I am a fresh first-time mama and a fitness junkie and the host. In this podcast, I'll cover topics like postpartum fitness and a healthy lifestyle in general, nutrition, recovery, time management, and motivation. Overall, it's a friendly space for you to tune in and have your 15 minutes to yourself. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that is crucial for women's health and empowerment: resistance training. We'll explore that. What is it? The myriad benefits it offers and how to get started on your own strength training journey. Let's break it down. First of all, I would like to say that I'm a huge advocate of resistance training. I've been training in the gym for more than 10 years now, around 12-ish, and it's a consistent lifestyle choice, and I've never regretted it. And I think it has extreme benefits for women's health in particular, and it can transform your body, your mind. What is resistance training? It can be any exercise that involves working against the force to enhance muscle strength, endurance, and overall fitness. That includes weight training, so machines or free weights, body weight exercises like moving like squats, push-ups, lunges, dips, etc. Resistance bands. We all know that we can use resistance bands. We can incorporate it in our routine, fitness routine, and it is resistance training. And isometric exercises like holding yourself in the plank and etc. So each of these methods has its own advantages and then can be all tailored for your fitness goals. And you should tailor it for your fitness goals. But let's discuss how it impacts our body and our health. What are the benefits of resistance training for women? So first one, and the biggest one, is building muscle mass. While we get older and we unfortunately age, especially after 30, women have a significant decrease in muscle mass. It's a decline that happens no matter what we do, so we should be on top of our game, and resistance training helps preserve and even build muscle if your training and nutrition are aligned with those goals. But it is possible, and it will lead to improved strength and function of your body. This is specifically important for maintaining independence as we age. And as we build muscle mass, we not only look better, but we feel better, we are stronger. That's an extreme benefit, I would say, because muscle, it is an expensive tissue for our body. In order to have that, maintain that tissue, our body burns more calories than it would be burning to maintain fat, for example. So another benefit for having more muscle mass is that it boosts your metabolism. What does it do? So again, muscle is an expensive tissue. It burns more calories. And when you increase your muscle mass through resistance training, you elevate your resting metabolism rate, which is very important for us in order to burn more calories. What does it mean, resting metabolism rate? It means how much your body burns calories when you're in the resting phase, not when you're training. And when you have more muscles for your body, it is important to maintain it. It burns more calories throughout the day, even when you're resting, when you have more muscles. So in order to do that, you have to do the resistance training, and then you'll be able to intake more calories because your body will have to maintain. Mind you, those calories should be taken from good, nutritious food, especially rich in protein, because our muscles love protein. Okay, so next one is a bone health. Unfortunately, osteoporosis is a significant concern for women, especially post-menopause. We are far away from that, but we need to think in advance, right? So resistance training strengthens bones by stimulating bone density and reducing the risk of fractures. while we get older, again, women, and we are getting to that pre-menopause stage that happens after we're 40, our muscle mass decreases, our bones begin to be not so dense, and it can lead to the risk of injuries and fractures and et cetera, bad things. In order to have your bones more dense, you have to have more muscle mass, because that will be your muscular skeleton, which will hold all your body. Let's break it down like this, right? It will just hold your body. It will not put the pressure on your bones that much. And when we are doing any resistance training exercises, it increases our bone health. So go do some squats. Another one is improving mental health. So mental benefits of resistance training are profound. When we have regular exercise, include resistance training, we reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. And life is stressful, okay? We have lots of stress, lots of things we have to tackle, a lot of goals and, you know, bad, good things, but it is stressful, all right? So in order for our mental health not to be deteriorating, and in order for us to be on a positive note and have more of those endorphins that are released into our bloodstream, working out helps tremendously. So just go work out, have your endorphins and dopamine hit, and you'll feel amazing, I promise. That's why probably I am so into training, because even if I had awful day, I can have a workout and I'll just feel amazing, way better than I used to. Okay, next one. If you're an athlete, having more an athlete of any other sport rather than bodybuilding, gymming, resistance training, having resistance training incorporated in your routine helps you build muscle mass, and muscle help you perform in your choice of sport. Stronger muscles improve your power output, allowing you for better endurance and speed. It also helps prevent injuries by straining muscles and connective tissues. And the last one, which I love, the empowerment and confidence that lifting weights gives me, I just cannot even express. I love it. So lifting weights and seeing progress, it is so incredibly empowering. Many women report increased confidence and sense of accomplishment, which often transcends from the gym. Then it influences your real life, and I would vouch for this. I do feel empowered, more confident when I train, when I do resistance training. I feel strong, I feel sexy, I feel that I can tackle anything, that I can do anything, I can conquer everything, and I have power in me. Now, I would like to debunk some myths about resistance training. I used to train girls in the gym and group training. I did some group training as well. And when I was training girls, the most popular myth number one is lifting weights will make me bulky. I don't want to lift weights because I'll get big like Arnold Schwarzenegger, etc., etc. No, girl, you will not. In order for a female to gain muscle, it takes so much work, effort, calories, working out, discipline, a lot. And if we are talking female bodybuilders who are in a competitive stage of their life, let's be honest, steroids. So if you're not taking steroids, please don't be afraid that you will be bulky. It's just, you know, impossible with our levels of testosterone, even if you have the most prone to muscle genetics. So no, that will not happen. You don't produce enough testosterone to bulk up significantly. If that was the case, I would be walking Arnold Schwarzenegger maybe 10 years ago already. So that's not going to happen. What's going to happen that you're going to feel more toned, fit, all the muscles will be tight, and you will feel amazing, younger, not only feeling, but also looking younger. So come on, go lift some weights, okay? Next one. I don't want to lift weights. I can get all the benefits from cardio. Well, cardio, it is important for our cardiovascular health, endurance, mental benefits as well. I do believe it's important to do cardio 2 to 3 times a week, but it doesn't substitute resistant training. It just different impacts on our muscle tissue and metabolic processes in our body. So it's just not the same. It doesn't have the same benefits. So incorporate resistance training and incorporate cardio in your fitness routine. That would make your level of fitness so balanced and the perfect snatched. So yeah, cardio, yeah, it's great, but you cannot substitute it totally for resistance training and vice versa. So you should do both. Next one, you need to train like a bodybuilder to grow those muscles. No, you can tweak your fitness training to your fitness goals, and you should not be training like a bodybuilder. You could be training whatever you like, but you have to pay attention to amount of protein you're eating, to your diet, how clean it is, and what kind of sessions you have according to your goals. To sum up all those myths, I would say that you should experiment. Try working out, try resistance training if you haven't yet, and you'll see all the benefits that there are. And I believe that there are myriad of benefits, and that I would look and feel differently if I wasn't training in the gym. So I do encourage you, go and try it and put it into your routine. So I would like to give you a few tips on how to get started with your resistance training journey. Although I have an episode about getting started with your training, you can go and listen to it. First of all, you have to assess your fitness level. Before starting, evaluate your current fitness level. If you're new to exercise, begin with bodyweight exercises and lighter weights. I would suggest not even weights, just bodyweight is fine for a few months before you get the proper form and your body, quote unquote, understands what you want from it. Next one, set your clear goals. Define what you want to achieve. Is it building strength, losing weight, or toning up? Your goals will guide your training approach, because there are myriad of approaches and you need to understand what is your goal for now. Your goal can be changing during your journey, so it's totally fine. So then you will tweak your goal according to your journey. But at first, set clear goal, what you want to achieve, and then you can choose the process and approach. Next one, I already said that, start with body weight exercise. That will just help you to build your form, confidence, and then you can go to lifting weights. Why do you need to start with body weight exercise and you cannot squat with a barbell on your back? Just because your body, if you've never trained, is not ready, and it's easier to injure ourselves. So you don't want to get injury and get discouraged and never come back to the gym again, saying that it was all bullshit and Katie gave you crappy advice. No, you don't want to have that experience. You want to have only positive experience. So start with body weight exercise and incorporate resistance bands when you feel like you can take on more resistance. Then slowly move to the machines and then to the free weight. So body weight exercise, resistance bands, machines, free weights. That's the option to go when you want to slowly improve. You will see the progress anyways when you haven't started. When you haven't done it before, you will see the progress. Your body will be changing all the time and you'll see it and you'll be excited to go for more, but don't go too much. Just gradually, gradually add weights until you feel comfortable. Don't have this ego lifting when you want to put everything on your barbell or get the biggest set of dumbbells. Don't be ego lifting, but don't be minimizing, you know, like, oh no, if I take too much, I'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger. It doesn't happen this way. Add weights gradually to promote muscle mass growth. If it's possible, you can have few sessions or all the time train with the personal trainer. Of course, that would be amazing because he or she would be able to guide you and help you to reach your specific goals. But if you don't have access to that financially or just you know, there is no personal trainer in your gym. You can use internet. There are a lot of information online. Educate yourself. Listen to podcasts. Watch videos on YouTube. There are a myriad of exercises online, which you can see the proper form, how to perform it if you don't have access to the professional guidance. Okay, and shortly, I'll just touch on the topic of barriers and obstacles that we can face. First, time management. As a mom, a wife, a woman, a working girl who has lots on her plate, you don't have time. You can tell me, Katie, I don't have time to work out. I need to do this, that, and blah, blah, blah. No, you have to pay attention to yourself. You have to love yourself. And this is an act of self-love. And you have to show up for you at first and then all the others. If you can have 20 to 30 minute workouts every other day, that is a win. So just say to yourself, okay, 30 minutes in and out. If you don't have time to go to the gym, work at home, work out at home. That's just what I did the first weeks after having a baby because I couldn't go to the gym. Then I went to the gym and I work out there. And now our workouts are not longer than 30 to 40 minutes. That's okay. At least you got it in. So it's very important. Create a supportive system. Some girls can work out by themselves. I'm like that. I'm a loner. But some need support and it's totally fine. If you need a support group, find a friend who wants to get in shape as well and just go there together. You can get each other accountable. You can motivate each other. And when you don't want to work out, your girlie will be like, nah, girl, we go and we work out and vice versa. So support group is important. And educate yourself. There are so many resources online. Even if you have a personal trainer, still check what they give you and educate yourself. It doesn't hurt. Watch YouTube channels, listen to fitness podcasts, read online resources, find girlies on Instagram that you can follow, which motivate you. Not discourage you though, motivate you. If you feel like you compare yourself to those girls and you don't like the way you feel after, unsubscribe. Just don't do that to yourself, okay? Only positive vibes. Education is key. To wrap up, resistance training is vital for women's health and empowerment. It promotes not only physical strength, but also mental resilience and confidence. No matter your age or fitness level, there's a way to incorporate resistance training into your life. Thank you for listening to this episode. I do appreciate your time because I know you don't have much, as I don't have much as well. Go comment, rate, and download this episode. It does help me to create the community of like-minded women. Also, find me on Instagram _themom_nextdoor. There I post fitness videos, nutritional tips, and just a lifestyle in general. Go give me a follow and drop me a comment about how was this episode, whether you agree on it or you do disagree. Have a great day. See you next week, next Wednesday. Bye.